The race for state Supreme Court in Wisconsin is widely considered the nation's most consequential election of 2023. And today, voters will make their voices heard. It's Tuesday, April 4th, Election Day in Wisconsin, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Groh. Coming up, Evan Casey visited the Brewers' home opener to talk to fans about the perfect tailgating foods. And Wisconsinites have a limited amount of time to apply for heat assistance as the moratorium on utility shutoffs comes to an end. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Polls are open from 7 this morning until 8 tonight, as Wisconsinites cast votes in an election that could tip the balance of power on the state's highest court. Sarah Lear has more.
Wisconsin's next Supreme Court justice could be a decisive vote on issues ranging from abortion to voting rights. It's a race that's attracted national attention and record spending. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf told WPR's The Morning Show, local clerks are bracing for voter participation that could be higher than average, at least for a spring election.
We don't typically see anywhere close to the turnout that we'd see for a November general election. So I think we are prepared for tomorrow, even if it is a little bit higher turnout than we typically see in April.
This February, more than 20% of eligible voters cast their ballots in the Supreme Court race, setting a statewide record for a nonpartisan primary. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Superintendent of Schools says Republicans on the state's Joint Finance Committee need to, quote, do their job and boost education spending. Governor Tony Evers has proposed an additional $2.6 billion for K-12 education. $1 billion of that would go towards covering more of the cost of special education. Evers is also proposing raising the amount of money districts can spend per pupil by more than $1,000 over two fiscal years. Department of Public Instruction Secretary Jill Underly says the Finance Committee has passed on similar increases in recent budgets. She says the time is now with the projected $7 billion surplus.
There are no excuses. They need to do their job. So let's do what's best for kids and get them the funding that they need. And that's what's best for our state in passing this budget.
Republican lawmakers are unlikely to approve Evers' plan. A recent study from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found if approved, Evers' budget could lead to future deficits. The town of Campbell has been under a drinking water advisory for 2 years now because of PFAS contamination in private wells. As Hope Kerwin reports, residents are still using bottled water, but officials say they're a lot closer to a solution.
Lee Donahue is on Campbell's Board of Supervisors. She says the town recently drilled a test well into a deeper aquifer to see if it can be used for a municipal water system. But paying for the roughly $25 million project is another challenge. Campbell received $1.6 million in the federal spending bill this year. Donahue hopes they can also tap into funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law and state water programs.
I spend the majority of my day in meetings with the state, with the county, with federal legislators, with the EPA, the Board of Natural Resources, and other environmental groups.
While it will likely be several more years before residents can drink from their taps, Donahue says she's confident the town will keep moving forward. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin utilities are urging customers to plan ahead for the end of the moratorium on utility shutoffs on April 15th. Customers can apply for energy assistance through the state or the nonprofit Keep Wisconsin Warm Fund. Utilities also offer payment plans that allow customers to spread their outstanding balance over multiple months. Kiva Guyden is a community organizer from Milwaukee. She says the moratorium ending disproportionately affects people of color and low-income households, and recent rate increases could make it even harder.
how am I to be able to determine which bill I could pay? And that's when it becomes a burden, because now your baby needs Pampers, you need food, you most definitely have to pay for shelter.
Roughly 150,000 households have already applied for the state's energy assistance program so far this year. And finally, baseball is back in Milwaukee, and the Brewers celebrated yesterday's opening day by blowing out the New York Mets 10-0. The sold-out crowd included some who make the start of the season an annual pilgrimage. Evan Casey spoke to some fans at the ballpark.
Brewers fans have been eagerly anticipating this season after the team failed to make the playoffs last October. That includes Mike Faber from Silver Lake, who was outside American Family Field before the game. He's been coming to opening day for over 20 years. That means he has the tailgating down to a science.
Now we figured out it's easier to grill our brats the day early and then put them in the beer, butter, and onions right here, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Faber's grandson Colton even skipped school for the game.
I'd rather be doing this than forward state testing.
The club has high hopes of making the playoffs this year. Some fans even think they'll go to the World Series. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Election Day edition of Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Rob Menser. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.